Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my two co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Gentlemen, we're back. How are we feeling today? Plenty to talk about.
Glad to be back. Glad you're back with us and sane.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a new member in the family.
Brooks. I should have put like a... missed opportunity to put like a crying baby on the soundboard. That would have been a fun one.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear crying baby.
I didn't. So it's the closest we got. New baby. New baby alert. Well, on today's show, I've got five sets of players. I have not disclosed the players to Eric and Ryan. Five sets of players. Going to give them some stats blind. And we'll see who everybody would rather have on their fantasy rosters moving forward. So, and then we'll talk about the players a little bit further from there. But before we get into all that, we have to remind you about the ridiculous value of being a Rookie Big Board patron. Patrons have access to the Dynasty and Devy Big Board and Consensus Crew Rankings, the 2024 Rookie Big Board, 2023 seasonal projections, and of course, one of the most happening Discords around. You can join our growing community at patreon.com/rookiebigboard for just $3 a month or save 15% with an annual subscription. That's just $30, which cheaper than all of the diapers I have purchased by a long shot for the new baby Brooks.
Yep. Ant has a new kid, people. You got to support him.
Come on. Get in Patreon. Yeah. There's lives at risk.
He's going to have to sell one if you guys don't join the Patreon.
You don't want another orphan in the world.
That means he's gonna have to pick favorites. We already know which one would go, but
we do know which one we're not naming.
Now the kid would have
Hey! If you say it, beep it on the pod. I'm gonna beep it if he says. All right, we got five sets of players. I'm just gonna go down, and I guess the order doesn't really matter. The first one is a couple of running backs. Okay, so we'll call him player A, right? A feels better than one, so you know, less bias. Player A, he's 5'10", 210 pounds. He is a fresh 24, so turned 24 in January. His stats from 2022, 220 attempts, 1,125 yards, 5 touchdowns. So that's 5.1 per attempt, and 5 touchdowns on the ground, and 45 targets, 35 catches, 316 yards. 0 receiving touchdowns. So you're, 1,400 and change scrimmage yards, 5 total touchdowns. Player B is a fresh 25, so a year older. Not that dreaded 27 number, but 25. And a season ago had 272 attempts, 1,034 yards, 7 touchdowns on the ground, 53 targets, 41 catches, 229 receiving yards, and 3 receiving touchdowns. So double-digit total touchdowns and about 12, almost 1,300 scrimmage yards. Who do you like better? Any guesses who they are?
Carries. Jesus Christ.
It's a lot of carries.
Is it Josh Jacobs?
It is not Josh Jacobs.
James is in like the 300 range.
Yeah, he's in the 300s.
All right, this isn't. I don't know.
We haven't picked yet. Got to pick a player.
Yeah.
I don't love hearing the 272 carries for the 25-year-old. To be honest, that's not what I want to hear. How much did he weigh?
Oh, I'm sorry. The second guy I didn't tell you. The second guy, 6'1", 232.
Okay. So he's a big boy. Mm-hmm.
I want to say, is Najee a bit too small for Najee?
It's Najee.
Is it? Najee.
I thought it was like 240 or 250.
It's Najee. Najee is player B with the 10 touchdowns.
Okay. And player A. It's not Kenneth Walker, is it?
It's not Kenneth Walker.
Not Kenneth Walker.
Well, I thought player A is. You said 220 carries?
For the first guy?
Yeah.
220 attempts, 45 targets.
And he went over a K? Oh, boy.
Went over 1,125.
Oh, he's 24.
24.
1125 rushing or 1125 total?
1125 rushing. 316 receiving.
Who Damian Pierce?
From a stat profile, who do you like better?
Probably the second one. Volume and touchdowns. I know the efficiency is good, but that means there's something off there.
That's, see, honestly, like, how many yards did Najee have last year? 13? Not 13.
1300 no, Najee had 1,034 on the ground.
Yeah. See, that's probably the worst. That's probably the worst year Najee will have, is my guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be fair, it was down from the year before.
It's that receipt. Yeah. Is the first one Tony Pollard?
No, I wish I would have worked Tony Pollard into one of these. I should have, but I really thought if I did, it would have been like, and he loves Tony Pollard. So I kept him out.
So who's the first one?
Travis Etienne.
Damn it. I should have said Travis Etienne.
So now knowing who they are, Etienne is going not overall spots, but he's getting drafted as the RB7. Najee's getting drafted as the RB9.
I'm going to be honest with you. I really like Etienne a lot.
I have them as my running back 7 and running back 9.
Yeah.
Wow, way to be chalk.
I guess I have to check where I have them, huh? I can't.
Eric, you also have Etienne as running back 7. And oh, okay. Najee as running back 10. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And I've always liked Travis Etienne.
That's what I've said.
May saw ADP there 8 and 11.
Is that one quarterback or Superflex? Oh, I think I looked at Superflex.
I mean, I'm sorry. Just looking at the positional, but there ain't a lot of
it. I like the direction that the Jags are headed in right now. I think we're about to get like 2 to 3 really good years.
I do too, but how much do we fully trust his volume?
I was going to say, do you worry about Tank Bigsby?
Bigsby's the one who went behind him. I'm not worried about Bigsby, to be honest. I'm not.
But I think they both could have value.
They should, but Etienne, oh man, he's so dynamic.
Yeah, so super dynamic. So in our rankings, we all have Etienne ahead of Najee. I would say we're all probably okay with then drafting Etienne ahead of Najee.
Yeah.
But I will, I don't know, Najee maybe has oddly become like a little bit of a value.
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Oh yeah.
All right. The next one's
their O-line's a little better this year.
They
can get worse. Better.
Yeah, cannot get worse.
Second one's quarterbacks. This one, I think, is fun. All right, player A, 6'4", 217 pounds. He's almost 29. He'll be 29 in October. In 2022, played in all 17 games. He completed 65% of his passes. Threw for 4,400 yards, 4,438, and threw 29 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Okay. Second guy, player B, is 6'2", 238 pounds, almost 30. Will turn 30 this summer. Now, didn't play a full season last year, to be fair. I want to disclose that just for the stats, but threw for almost 2,900 yards in 12 games, 2,860, 23 touchdowns, 15 picks. So not the full 17.
Is that one Dak?
That one's Dak.
Okay. I have no idea who the first one is.
Yes.
4,400 yards, age 29.
Age 29, or about to, or will be 29 soon. 4,400 yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 picks. Completed 65% of his passes. Nope.
It's not Josh Allen, is it?
It's not. You want the first guy, don't you? Like,
I mean,
it's weird without rushing in there now with how much has come into the quarterback play.
Neither player had a ton of rushing. Like, there was no notable real rushing output.
I don't know if I do want the first guy because this is going to be a weird pick.
You want the first guy. I want to gaslight you into the first guy.
I know you didn't, and we're not doing that. No gaslighting. Is it Goff?
It is Goff.
It is Goff. Is that big?
Goff is not that big, is he?
That's what he's listed as. 6'4", 217.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Dak Prescott. I don't care how bad of a year Prescott had, man. Goff is on borrowed time, dude.
I don't think the gap between Goff and Dak should be as big as it is.
It should not be, and you're right, but I'm telling you now, man, there's going to be a moment where the Detroit Lions on their uptick right now are going to be like, is Jared Goff really the guy that's going to take us to where we need to go?
But if Jared Goff goes out this year and just does that again.
Yeah.
Or say he throws, say it even comes down a little bit. Say it's 4,200 yards and, you know, 25 touchdowns and 8 picks. Mm-hmm. Is he really the problem? Like,
he's probably not. No. It's definitely the defense in Detroit is the problem. But
I just think it's kind of crazy that
it's weird.
I agree. There's still like a possibility that exists that they're just like, all right, get out of here. You know, we need our guy. But it just feels like, why? We got to stop throwing this guy in the trash. When I looked on DLF for Superflex ADP, Dak was getting drafted as QB9 and Goff as quarterback 19.
Ah, yeah. See, when you put it like that, that's bad. When you put it like that, that's pretty
bad. It's crazy. If you look on like Player Profiler, his yards per attempt, 7th. His interceptable pass is 8, so he's super accurate. Money throws, middle of the pack, passing yards 6. Accuracy rating 4th in the league. Deep ball completion percentage, which we do not think about Jared Goff. We picture him as a dink and dunk 7th.
And, you know, like, in terms of, like, because I agree, he does get thought of like that. Like, oh, he just, you know, dinks and dunks down the field. Yards per attempt last year, Dak was 7.3 yards per attempt, and Goff was 7.6 yards per attempt.
Dude, also, he had the least drop passes for any quarterback in the league last year, which was super awesome for him. Number one passer with a clean pocket. There's a lot to like in about Goff.
I hope he keeps that job. I'm officially a Jared Goff guy. I would still take Dak ahead of him, but
it's just weird because Dak is coming off his worst year by a lot. Like, that was a bad year for Dak.
He is. Yeah, to be fair, the year prior for Dak was still, you know, threw for 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 10 picks. Like, he really went off. And then, you know, the injured year before that, but then threw for almost 5,000 yards the year before that, 4,900. So
yeah. I'm still going with Dak. I have to be a Dak guy.
I am too, but it makes me want – I feel like – redraft season is gonna be Goff season for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, sense. Definitely.
They're score definitely gonna pop this year, 100%.
Yeah. All right, I have more sets of players to get into. We'll get back to them in just a minute, but we have to make sure that you know that the Rookie Big Board is now partnered with Underdog Fantasy Football. You know Underdog, they're the best app out there for fantasy contests. You can join drafts for just $3 and gain a real understanding of seasonal ADP trends. It's like mock drafting, but with something on the line. We're all always in there drafting on an Underdog a ton. You can join us by using the promo code RBB. It will get you 100% match on your first deposit and help us grow. Greatly appreciated. Tell them we sent you.
Invite me in the squeeze. I need some more drafts on board.
Yeah, true. There was a bunch going on and, you know, start some more up. All right, we got to do a wide receiver one. This one I think will be fun. First guy, player A, is, why can't I find his age? Okay, almost 28. He's 27. He'll be 28 as when season kicks off, middle of September. He is 6 foot, 210 pounds. And in 2022, he had 120 targets, 77 catches, 1,191 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Okay. Player B, 6'4", 223 pounds. He is almost 26, so a little bit younger. And last year in 2022, he had 141 targets, 99 catches, 925 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Who you like?
I think I know who the second guy is. I kind of want to do this one without saying the names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to blindly pick the first guy.
Okay. Okay. Ryan, who do you like?
I like the first guy because he's actually efficient and he's doing more with less.
Okay.
All right.
So first guy?
I have no idea who the first guy is.
The first guy is Terry McLaurin.
All right.
Terry McLaurin stat line ever, too.
That was the most Terry McLaurin stat line.
The second guy is Michael Pittman Jr.
I knew it. All right, good. I got that one correct. You said 6'4", and I'm like, there aren't many 6'4 guys that are actually good in the league anymore. It's got to be Pittman.
So do we all like Terry more than Michael Pittman at this point?
Never mind. No, I actually rescind that. I like Pittman more because he actually has a quarterback now.
The Sam Howell slander.
I have McLaurin 6 spots higher.
What do we got?
And I did not know this.
I probably have McLaurin higher.
McLaurin 19 and Pittman 25.
I have McLaurin 19 and Pittman 23.
I have Pittman 20, McLaurin 24.
All right, Eric Hates.
Anthony
McLaurin.
Richardson effect.
Yeah.
How many? How many targets did you say Pittman had?
141.
Really? I didn't even know they threw the ball that many times.
How did he get 141 targets and not get 1,000 yards? How did he have a 925 yard season?
Year,
man, it was bad.
Yeah, it was really a shit show there in
India. Terry McLaurin's so consistent. Fantasy finishes 22nd, 22nd, 24th, 17th.
Yes.
Just consistent wide receiver too, no matter what, every time.
It's a bit boom or bust with Pittman, but like if Richardson is what we think he can be,
unlocks Pittman again.
Yeah, Pittman will be unlocked.
I hope Richardson really hits
the way he like we hope he can or want him to, we could realistically be right back in.
But is it going to hit? But is it going to hit like Justin Fields hit? Where
it could. That's the thing. Like Richardson could hit because the rushing's so good. But I think that, I don't know. I think we're writing him off.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fields had nothing, dude. Fields had nothing to work with. Not even like Richardson at least has a Michael Pittman. He has
Alec Pierce.
Jonathan Taylor. Like Fields didn't like he had a Cole Kmet. What the hell is a Cole Kmet?
Poor.
I don't even know what a Cole Kmet is. That sounds like a helmet. It's not. We can't. No.
Cole Kmet.
Cole Kmet. We can't. No. Cole Kmet. That sounds like toothpaste. We're not doing that.
Colgate Kmet.
Colgate Kmet.
That sounds like toothpaste. That's good.
So, you know, the hope is. Pittman gets unlocked, and I agree. And if he does what we think he can do, we could be talking wide receiver one, Michael Pittman.
All right, we'll do these next couple the same way, where we'll say the names after we pick the people. Next one's running backs. First guy is 6'1", 225 pounds, just turned 24 in March. In 2022. He appeared in 12 games, had 205 attempts, 797 yards, and 2 touchdowns, 12 targets, 9 catches for 60 yards and a touchdown. So, whamp in the passing game. Second guy, 5'9", 212 pounds, just turned 25. In 2022... appeared in 13 games, had 129 attempts, 731 yards, 4 touchdowns, 12 targets, 9 catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown.
How many
big zeros in the receiving game? Second guy had 13 games.
13 games.
First guy had 12.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Being 5'9" and not being in passing game is crazy to me. Like 60. Because of that, I'm going to pick the first guy. I think that size gives him red zone potential for the future. A little bit higher than the second guy, who's just a little fella.
For, oh, sure about that? Final answer?
6'1", 2. What was he?
6'1", 225.
That's a pound too big for me. I'll take the second guy.
Get out of there.
Cut too weight, big. Son. Cut weight. Yeah.
Yo, we're running a program.
That pound.
Running a program here.
Less peanut butter sandwiches.
All right. First guy is Brian Robinson.
I don't feel good anymore.
I knew that one.
That's why I so badly wanted Ryan to pick the other guy. I was trying to get him off Brian Robinson.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't pick Brian Robinson. Oh,
didn't pick Brian Robinson. Solid. Second guy's Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, I'm taking Khalil Herbert, baby.
Me better. Too. He's just better. Me too.
He's a better player. Always.
He's not.
Ryan, you love Brian Robinson.
You do love Brian Robinson. It's a little scary at this point.
I had to do a Brian Robinson one because I looked at our rankings and I was like, oh, okay. Eric is lower on Brian Robinson than me. He has him RB 48. I have him RB 36. Ryan, you have him running back 18.
Yeah, you're wild, man.
You're crazy boy.
Dude, follow tea leaves. Follow tea leaves.
What tea leaves? They drafted another running back.
Yeah, but they also rushed him back from an injury when Gibson was playing well.
Nah.
And what round did they draft that running back in? 7, 6?
Sixth, and we've had two running backs that ran for over 1,000 yards that went in sixth round or later last year, bud. It's going to happen again because Chris Rodriguez is better than Brian Robinson. See you in the SEC. Brian Robinson was not efficient, dude. He was hashtag bad last year. He was. I understand it was. There's like
you'll see.
You know.
We'll have Brian Robinson bet at some point.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like we're trending towards a Brian Robinson bet is how this is.
We'll see. I want to get through training camp first.
Great cash, homie.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to crap on Brian Robinson too bad because there were circumstances that happened last year that were unfortunate.
Got to be careful. Gotta be careful.
So I can't really crap on him too much. But he, man, 18 means you think it's just like a shoo-in that he gets all – like the lion's share of the carries. I think Washington's a mess, dude. I think that backfield has the potential to have, like, I don't know. Is J.D. McKissick still there? Don't tell me J.D. McKissick's still there.
I don't think so.
Oh, God, I hope not. Because if he is, then there's, like, four guys that are going to be getting carries in that backfield. And it's just a mess, man.
I just think, like, man, I don't know. Khalil Herbert. Yeah, averaged almost 6 yards a carry.
That's in Chicago, too. Who does Chicago else have?
Deontay Foreman and Roshan.
Oh, Roshan. Roshan.
Deontay Foreman played good football last year, too.
Yeah, I don't even hate Foreman.
He did, but I think Khalil Herbert's a better running back than Deontay Foreman.
He is. He should be the starter, but, like, we this is a Roshan Johnson podcast.
Oh, yeah. Roshan is the back there to me.
Yeah, I think he might be.
I think multiple guys will be involved there.
It's honestly, both backfields are a hodgepodge, dude.
And look, to be fair, like, they're being drafted as such. Like, Brian Robinson is getting drafted as RB34 and Herbert's getting drafted as RB39. I think they're both, like, pretty decent values there. I love Herbert at 39, though. That's very nice for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more, I think, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one more. Okay. Wide receivers. First guy, 6 foot, 200 pounds, just turned 25 in March. In 2022.
Not Amon-Ra, got it.
Not Amon-Ra. No, not Amon-Ra. In 2022, appeared in 17 games, had 114 targets, 78 catches, 1,015 yards, 8 touchdowns.
Like that.
Second guy is 5'10". I feel like you guys might figure out who this is. 5'10", 183 pounds. He is going to turn 27 this summer. And in 2022, he had 147 targets, 86 catches, 882 yards, zero touchdowns.
What in the world?
Oh, I know who that one is.
Yeah,
the zero touchdowns gave it away.
Yeah, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Oh, no, I know who it is. Yeah, because the last pod we did was we were talking about him. Okay, well, I'm taking the first guy because I know who the second guy is and I don't want him. So
fair, fair. Ryan, first guy or second guy?
Bro, I want the second guy. 147 targets. It's gotta come around. Like, you don't get peppered like that.
And he's not a bad player, but I don't feel good about him.
He ain't getting 147 this year.
Definitely not. Definitely not 147.
No, but I bet he's in the 130 range.
He could. I think he'll eclipse at least 110. He ain't gonna get 147.
Yeah.
No, 147 is a ton. But he might get 147 for his next team after he walks this offseason.
Yeah, but this is here and now.
We're also a Dynasty podcast.
But this is here and now. Still got to deal with this here. You're trying really hard to guess that first guy.
Yeah,
he's trying. The first one had how many touchdowns?
The first one had 8 touchdowns.
Oh,
oh my God. Come on.
Yeah, I want the first guy. I'm sorry. That 8
you
touchdowns.
You want the first guy?
I don't know.
Well, it's time to update your rankings, Ryan, because the first guy is Brandon Ayuk.
That's great.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Oh,
yeah, that's actually
three
double spots.
I love that.
Who do you think you are? I am.
That is awesome.
Oh, that worked exactly how I wanted it to. The second guy, if anybody hadn't figured it out at home yet, is Deontay Johnson. The first guy is Brandon Ayuk. You love Brandon Ayuk now. You got to move him up.
Dude, Ayuk is good.
I do got to move him up a couple spots.
Ayuk is good.
40, Ryan? 40?
Brandon Ayuk has done something to Ryan personally.
What did he do to your family? Like, there's a
plan. Okay,
I moved him up to 33 with potential to get higher.
All right, he's on the come up. He's on the come up. There you go. Up. Live rankings update on the pod.
I was bamboozled into it, but I'm gonna keep it up there.
He was hoodwinked, duped, led astray. Bamboozled. He was led astray into having to move Brandon Ayuk up his rankings. You absolutely love to see it.
The weeks you weren't here, Matt never used logic to make me change my rankings. You come here once.
I tricked you into it. Yep. All right. Well, that was fun. I think it shows you some things. Like it's hard when you just hear the numbers.
I'm glad I didn't pick a guy that I had rank lower. That's what was my main worry. And I was like, oh, yeah. God. I didn't even think about that until before the show. It's like, ah, crap. If I pick a guy that's lower, that's not gonna
really happen. Why I landed on Ayuk and Deontay Johnson, too, is they're both getting drafted back to back. Ayuk is wide receiver 28 in ADP right now, and Deontay's wide receiver 29.
How old is Ayuk?
Ayuk is, he just turned 25.
And Deontay was what, 27, 26?
He
he's all younger.
Is turning 27
okay.
This summer.
Yeah, that's Ayuk in a landslide for me. I like Ayuk. It's not well. I have Deontay at 34, and I have Ayuk at 26. So I honestly could move Ayuk up.
The Ayuk thing is weird because, like, now I don't know. I feel like the past few years have just been alternating, like, massive swings for San Francisco wide receivers, right?
Yeah, it's like
Ayuk had some buzz, and Debo got too cheap, and then Debo absolutely went scorched earth, and then was getting drafted way too early, and now he's falling back down because the whole he's injury prone thing is back. And I guess the truth has probably always been these guys are both probably pretty similar value wise, and should be kind of treated as such.
I like Ayuk more just because he's more consistent. Debo's had one bomb year.
Yeah, and it was a year. It was a time. But.
Oh yeah, but Ayuk is you pencil in Ayuk for 800 to a grand and like 6 to 8 touchdowns. That's just what he's going to do. So I like Ayuk a little more right now, which is funny because I feel like I have Debo higher, which I probably shouldn't. We're holding on to that Debo thought, dude. Like I said,
yeah,
it's been
because if it hits again,
yeah, it's just
if it hits again, like we've seen it, it could happen, but
yeah,
I just don't trust the offense there, like consistently.
I am definitely afraid of the whole quarterback situation. I am not going to lie to you. I'm very nervous about that. Like that has the potential to go very sideways. But you know, they have one of the best O-lines in the league. They have some of the best weapons. They have a running back that we alluded to who's going to just destroy defenses this year.
Yeah.
I mean, the quarterback doesn't even really have to do much.
That's the thing. Like, whoever it is,
it's going to have a pretty easy job.
McCaffrey's offense, I feel like, at this point. Like, he's the focal point. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it works out. Hopefully Debo stays healthy and has another big year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Big Board. If you haven't already, do us a favor. Leave us a 5-star review on whichever podcast app you're using right now. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of the Rookie Big Board action. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.